The Interstate 81 project to replace the current viaduct in downtown Syracuse is down to two options. But regardless of whether a community grid or new viaduct is built, common features are proposed for another section of I-81 north of the viaduct. Those features include a new I-81 and I-690 interchange, known as flyovers. It will also expand lanes and reconstruct several bridges. The Syracuse Common Council is asking the State Department of Transportation for more alternatives to the common features, including a no-build option. Councilor Joe Carney says the common features threatens the revitalization of the city's north side.
They haven't presented us with an option that doesn't have flyovers, moving bridges that will truly damage and maybe destroy everything that we've done on the north side to help make it better. I truly hope that the DOT comes back, looks at this, and says at least presents us with options without those.
Some businesses and organizations in the area are also objecting to the common features. Stakeholders say more than $100 million of investment in the area is being threatened. The state DOT will release an environmental impact statement on the I-81 project beginning next year.